go.
And I, of course, I went and bought the Big Fatty app.
Oh, so, yeah. Every,
you know why?
I would hope.
You know why I bought the
because
app?
Because $1.40-something goes to Pride 48?
Oh, hell no. Fuck that shit.
You don't care about that.
No, 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 I do. But I bought it so because you can chat and listen at the same time. You can't do that on the iPhone. You play the sound effects.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
And I can't for the life of me find a fucking Easter egg, whatever the fuck they're talking about with the Easter egg.
Well, this just in. This just into the fat cave. There is no Easter egg. Ha ha. Get a life. Okay, this is where the music comes.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Fuck that shit.
You don't care about it.
Dear Gussie, Big Fatty is trying to do the...
No!
Yes! No!
Dear Gussie!
Big Fatty, quit playing with the soundboard and tell us that it's episode number 685 for the 17th of September. Okay, I will.
Oh, poor Freddy Fulga.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you something. Every once in a while, you just have to sit down with the BFO app and just play with that soundboard. Because, y'all, that I'm telling you, that Stephen the Uck, he has created it's gold. It's gold, y'all. And y'all, that Frank from Atlanta, y'all, he was bragging on the Twitty. On Thursday, that he has one of those Android hemorrhoid phones, and y'all, he was bragging that he has all these free apps on there, and he has never bought an app ever. He has never he has never done it, and put on the Twitter today that he went and he bought his very first app, and it was the BFO app.
Yes!
Yes! And y'all, he got the full fat version. And y'all, you know, all of that helps the Pride 48. Yes, Big Freddy, it's just lovely. Now, y'all, I want to say thank you. Thank you, Mrs. Lousborough Goodby. To everybody who has asked Big Fatty to be their friend on the crank. Because, oh, y'all, something bit me and it's... My leg is bleeding. Big Fatty, you got the bloody leg, dear Gussie. But anyway, because I picked on the scab. I picked the scab. And y'all, but what was I saying? Oh, the crank. That's the Q-R-A-N-K. And y'all, if you want to play crank with Big Fatty... Big Freddy, that sounds vulgar. Oh! Y'all, that is a turkey sandwich. And y'all, when I went to the Publix, I did get the Swiss cheese. So I have the good Swiss cheese now. And y'all, I've made soup. Yes! Because y'all, it's getting cooler. It's not soup weather, but y'all, it's getting cooler. And y'all, I can tell it's getting cooler because the when I turn on the air conditioning unit... in the window, in the love chamber here at the Fat Cave, y'all. By the time I wake up in the next morning, y'all, it has become an igloo. It has frozen up. I mean, y'all, the only thing missing is snow. Yes, Big Freddy, snow. No snow. But y'all, it's just a block of ice. It's a block of ice on that air conditioning unit. So that tells me that it's not as warm outside, and you know, it just keeps cooling and cooling and cooling, and y'all, it just freezes up. Yes, McFaddy. But anyway, what else did I want to talk to you about? Y'all, today. By the way, several people have congratulated Big Fatty on correctly predicting the end of the Big Brother. And y'all, as I predicted, Hayden won the, this is a spoiler, but y'all, if you hadn't heard it by now, too bad. Hayden won the final head of household. He took Lane to the final two. They evicted Enzo. Hayden won the $500,000, and Brittany was selected America's Choice Favorite House Guest. Big Freddy, you're just right on the money on all that. Oh, just right on the money. Y'all, I gotta go over here for a second. Because, y'all, there may be a controversy. There may be a controversy in the Survivor, y'all, because, y'all, if you watch the first episode... last night, you know that they've had their very first eviction. What do they call it on there? They call it the, what do they call that? They call it the, Big Freddy, what is it? They vote them out. The tribe has spoken, yes! And y'all, they voted out the goat rancher. The goat rancher Wendy. Oh, dear gussie. And, y'all, I don't know, but, goat rancher Wendy and sheep farmer, I don't know. They may be related, y'all. I don't know. I just don't know. But, y'all, we all need to just take a moment and, remember an American classic. An American classic that is coming to an end today. Big Freddy, I thought you were going to go to episode 3000. I am. But y'all, this is a different American classic that is coming to an end today. And y'all, we're going to pay homage to it through a little memory lane music. Now, y'all, today's Memory Lane music is going to be very easy because they say the title of it. They say the title of it in the music. But y'all, today is the very last episode of this little show. And y'all, this little show is only about a month and a few days older than Vera.
And now, for the next 30 minutes, as the world turns. Brought to you today by Tide XK, the detergent for your really tough cleaning problems.
Y'all, it is true, as the world turns, an American television soap opera has aired each day, each weekday on the CBS network. Set in the fictional town of Oakland, Illinois, the show debuted on April the 2th, 1956, at 1:30 p.m. EST, y'all, which is the only time zone that matters. Prior to then, all serials were 15 minutes, and that is not like a cornflake, that is like a S-E-R-I-A-L, were 15 minutes in length. But as the world turns and The Edge of Night, which premiered on the same day at 4:30 p.m. EST, were the first two to be 30 minutes in length from their premiere. At first, viewers did not respond to the new half-hour serial, but ratings picked up in its second year, eventually reaching the top spot in daytime Nielsen ratings by the fall of 1958. In 1959, the show started a streak of weekly ratings wins that would not be interrupted over the next 12 years. In the year-to-date ratings, As the World Turns was the most-watched daytime drama from 1958 to 1978, with 10 million viewers tuning in each day. At its height, oh, I'm not going to get into all of this shit, all these people. But y'all, the show switched over to color on August the 21st on 1967 and expanded from a half hour in length to 1 hour. Starting on December 1st, 1975, the show passed its 10,000th episode on May the 12th, 1995, and it celebrated its 50th anniversarium on April the 2nd, 2006. As the World Turns was the last remaining Procter & Gamble-produced soap opera on television after Guiding Light aired its final episode on September the 18th, 2009. Running for 54 seasons, As the World Turns holds the second longest continuous run of any daytime network soap opera in American history, surpassed only by The Guiding Light. CBS announced that on December 8th, 2009, As the World Turns was canceled because of low ratings. The show taped its final scenes on June 23rd, and the final episode will air on CBS today, September 17th, 2010. Yes, Big Fatty, that is just lovely. Can we just have a moment to remember As the World Turns?
As the World Turns has been brought to you today by Comet, the super stain removing cleanser with Florinol 3. Fashions provided by Sport Tempos. Join us again tomorrow for another half hour of drama on As the World Turns.
See, y'all, I went by the P.O. Box on Thursday, and y'all, there was a card there, and y'all, it is from Miss Kathy Bacon. It is from Miss Kathy Bacon, and y'all, I'm going to open it for you right now. I know, Big Freddy, perhaps it is an invitation to watch the final episode of As the World Turns. No, dear Gussie, y'all, Miss Kathy Bacon has gone crazy. She has gone batshit crazy, y'all. Y'all, it says here, it says, oh, dear Gussie, it says, because I know you love the letters. And y'all, dear Gussie, Miss Kathy Bacon, you're crazy. You're just crazy. Y'all, it says, Big Freddy, please add the enclosed $10 to the $20. You do still have the $20, y'all. This is for the Teeny or Mime Show, that cheese sandwich contest, y'all. For the Live It Up game, I am crossing my crossables, and we won big on the tickets. I am crossing my crossables, and that we win big on these tickets. I've never played before. Enjoy the best, Big Fatty. Enjoy. You're the best. Big Fatty, you can't even read. Enjoy. You're the best Big Fatty ever knew. What is this? SD South Dakota love covered in bacon fat. XO, give those to Larry. Oh, dear God. Y'all, she's talking about the one and only Mr. Larry H. Vader. That's
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Who, by the way, says there will be an LFC later tonight. And it says, Tia here. Hi, Larry H. Vader. With a smiley face, Miss Kathy Bacon. Y'all, so the prize for the Teenia Mime Show has gone to $30, y'all. Who knew? Who knew, y'all? And how I got involved in this is beyond me. But you know, y'all, I'm happy to be the disperser. Ah, Big Fatty, that's vulgar. But y'all, Miss Kathy Bacon, she not only sent an additional $10 to the Tinia Mime Cheese Sandwich Show, but y'all, she has sent some lottery. She has sent the South Dakota lottery here. What does that say? South Dakota lottery. Y'all, she has sent me the just plain bingo, and she has and y'all, it's a $3 card, y'all. It's a $3 card. And y'all, there are four games on there. And you can win up to $30,000. And y'all, then she has sent me the orange twist, the lemon twist, and the cherry twist. Big Fatty, you're going to be twisted all up. And y'all, on the twist, on the orange, lemon, and what do you call that? Cherry. It says, get three like symbols in the same game and win the prize for that game. Get three orange, lemon, or cherry symbols in a game and automatically win triple the prize shown for that game. And, y'all, you can win up to 10 times and win up to $15,000. Y'all, if we win, let's see, 15, 40, 45,000. Y'all, we could have $75,000 worth of winners here. You just never know. But, y'all, there's not enough time today to do the scratching on these. No, Big Fatty, you're going to have to wait until Monday to do that because the time is just getting away from us. And, y'all, I want to talk to you a little bit about Big Fatty's upcoming schedule because, y'all, I'm just going to tell you, Big Fatty, there's no rest for the weary or for the fatty because, y'all, I have announcing duties on this weekend on Saturday. Then, y'all, the following weekend, I have a big horror dinner that I've got to be a part of. Then I have announcing duties the first two weekends of October. The weekend of the 15th of October, y'all, that is the big horror fundraiser. And, y'all, that is going to be our, what do we call it? We call it the Haunted Lockup. And, y'all, we lock people up in a cage and we put plastic up around it so you can't see. And, y'all, there's inappropriate touching a go-go in there. Then, y'all, the weekend after that, the 22nd, y'all, I am the judge. I'm not really the judge. I'm the head judge, but that just means that I do all the tallying. I am the tallywhacker at the Miss Patrick's pageant on the 22nd of October. And, y'all, I'm the perfect person to add up the scores because I don't give a fat rat's ass who wins. I don't care. I just don't care who wins. And then I've got announcing duties that Saturday. Then, y'all, the last weekend in October, that'll be the Halloweeny weekend. Oh, dang, I see. Y'all, I'm going to Atlanta, because, y'all, that is Halloween is the Orange Hat's anniversarium of being in business for himself for 50 years, which is almost as old as the world turns. Then, y'all, I have announcing duties the 6th of November, so, y'all, the next time I don't have a damn thing to do on a weekend is November the 13th. I just can't believe it, y'all. I was looking at that the other day, and y'all, I was exhausted. And y'all, speaking of exhausted, I have not slept well for the past couple of nights. So, I may just have to have me a little Tangeray and tonic before bedtime tonight. What do you think of that, gay trucker?
Fuck that shit.
You don't care about
that. Oh, no, we don't fuck the Tangeray. Oh, my.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good, gosh, and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.